Hello, and welcome back to Shield Bash. I'm Britt, your GM, and we will be playing Serpent's Skull Adventure Path. To my right is...
Neil, I am playing Jarwin Tria, the human flame dancer bard.
Will, the monk, Nath Vendikar.
I'm Jason, I'm playing Tam Westcrown, human rogue.
I'm Curtis, I'm playing Ronan, a Gripply Inquisitor.
I'm Peter, I'm playing Meta.
All right, where we left off last, they finally gained some supplies, established a base camp just offshore, and it is closing on nighttime.
Sir, this is a question I'm probably going to edit out, but since you're not going out experience, do you have an idea marked where we're going to level up?
I do.
Yeah, we've discussed that already.
It will be after this session, I believe.
Fabulous, thank you.
That's all. It'll be about fucking time, right?
Well, you know,
it's level been like 3 months.
The biggest, right. For those of you who don't know my opinion on it, levels 1 and 2 you kind of have to push through because level 1 is very fatal. Level 3 is where your character class starts to really develop its abilities. And that is a mechanical thing that the game is designed to do.
So what you're saying is we should not play Rapana Thuck and start at zero level characters the first 3 seconds?
No, as frustrating as that was, it was actually a really cool thing. It was actually very interesting, and I really enjoyed it, because it was a thing where I had to think and be careful, because I had 4 hit points.
Yeah, I had 3 hit points for the first, like, 2 months of that campaign.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I did give...
Up until the end!
I enjoyed that part, too, because my character is still alive, and I'm looking forward to coming back to it, because I have a new character.
So, back to the beach.
Yes, cutting all that out.
Okay, so, closing on night. I don't know if you all wanted to take any time and do any more assessments, but Jask is still really interested in all the paperwork that might be in your possession.
I would like to obsessively clean everything. Unless I'm stopped.
I assume that from Jarwin.
I will not let you touch me.
I will not let you touch me.
You can touch me, big boy.
I will assist Jask with the papers, and I'll ask if anybody... again, I'll kind of look towards Gellick, because he seems the type, but also I'll have Meta in, whether she knows it or not. But anybody who has any knowledge of maps and charts to help have us look, I'll just make it a public announcement. I'll be like, hey, folks, we have maps of the area. You guys should help us look, because this may help us get off the island.
Indeed. If Jask is allowed, he is going to peruse any piece of paper that you've got.
I gave them all to him.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm just going to sit down with him.
Quickly shuffles through all maps. He's looking for text.
Then I will take the maps and ask if anybody knows how to read them.
I would like to look at the maps, if you would.
I will aid.
I'm going to keep an eye on Jask. He seems to be pretty intent on this paperwork.
Good idea. Yeah, maps I've already kind of described a little bit. One of them, there's 2 or 3. One of them has Smuggler Shiv, where you're at, on it. The other one does not. So, back to Jask.
Here it is! I find it!
Found? I don't know how you see. Anyway.
Find it works.
What did you find?
Evidence! Here is the papers.
Evidence of what?
They framed me, man.
For what?
You read.
So you read it, and you find out that he's pretty much a political prisoner. The people that accused him of doing the crime that they accused him of are the ones that actually perpetrated it.
What'd they accuse him of?
I forgot.
Okay.
Actually, give me 5.
Is it relevant? Okay.
Well, I mean, we can look it up and edit it out. So in the meantime, we can all just have a rousing song of Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord.
And that's my new ringtone.
The belch? Because no, that was perfect.
I'm just going to have Pete singing Kumbaya, and I'm going to edit it out, and I'm going to take it to Christmas Gathering.
Okay.
Because for you listeners, Pete is my brother-in-law, and I will play it for everybody.
You are just too kind.
Yeah,
that sounds wonderful.
It's the best Christmas gift.
Make sure I'm not there when
it's
that
happens. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep. It's like,
it's like herpes.
I think I'm just going to read this paragraph for you guys.
Okay.
All right, so Jask was once employed by the Sargavan government, but when he uncovered evidence of corruption involving illicit deals with the free captains of the Shackles, Jask confronted his superior, only to be betrayed and framed for the same crimes. Faced with imprisonment, Jask fled all the way to Corinthin, where he lived a modest life as a scribe for a decade. Jeez, can you imagine it? 10 years? Wow. He thought his enemies in Sargava had forgotten him, but then a Sargavan agent caught up with him and put him in irons. The agent handed Jask over to the captain of the Genevieve with instructions to return Jask to Sargava for trial. The captain disappeared during the shipwreck, as you well know. So that's his story. And he is feeling tremendous amounts of relief. Because now, it's not just him that knows. And he appreciates that. He does. Being a free man again is amazing to him.
I will tell him that when we get to Sargava, because more than likely he's going to have to come with us, that I have, that more than likely I have a place he can go that is would be willing to take him in, because they're more focused on good than they are on the law, per se. More about justice than upholding law. As long as he doesn't have anything against the Pathfinder Society.
Oh. Huh. He really isn't all that familiar with them, honestly. But he's intrigued at this point.
This isn't actually pertinent to the situation, but are we actually playing in the story that society and all that exists, all the guilds and all that, or are we doing just the regular society, non-society Galarian? I was a little confused.
Are you asking like whether or not the Pathfinder Society exists, or are we talking like Grand Lodge versus Silver Crusaders?
That part I don't know. Was getting at.
We have not established that.
That's why I was asking.
So are we factionless or not? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. We have not established.
Because I have a very specific faction that I need to belong to for my character. That is like quite specifically
you what I built this character for. That. Yes, yes.
Is why I'm clarifying this.
Right.
Well, does anybody have any reason not to have the factions exist?
I'm fine with factions.
All right. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. We knew what was going on.
Motion approved.
I'm good.
Moving on. Okay. So we're getting late at night. Running. The fire is winding down at this point. It's time to hunker down for the evening, fellas.
I guess I'm no sense in exploring now. We're probably going to take watches.
That'd probably be a good idea.
I would like third watch always, all the time. I really like the sun, and watching the sunrise is absolutely amazing.
And did you enjoy the TV show?
It was okay.
Okay.
I will take first watch.
Two on first? Who's on first?
We need the casters on first and third watch. The non-caster should be second.
Meta shift. Would request to go first watch with Tam.
Well, I'll do third watch if I need to reorder my spells, but given that my spells are current, I can go ahead and do second this time.
And let's also remember, we have 9 of us here.
We have 4 other NPCs.
Mm-hmm. So not everybody has to be on watch.
I would request Sasha to be on third watch with me.
Of course you would.
I will take second watch.
I think sold for Naf on the second watch. The only one that volunteered for second.
I'll take second one.
Okay. Alright.
Sasha, would you so kindly as to take third watch with me?
I see well in the dark.
Sasha's. Excuse me. Good, Sasha has no qualms either way, so she's fine with that.
Oh, good.
So, we've established our watch. Good to go.
Does somebody else have, anybody else have
so do we have two folk for each watch, or is Will all by himself?
Will and Kurt are second watch. Okay. Sasha and I third.
Okay, yeah, okay, cool.
But we also have 3-4 NPCs not doing anything.
They're sleeping, I guess.
That's fine. That's just to make sure we're covering.
All right.
Before we go to bed, probably yes, a dinner conversation I would have with everybody that I haven't seen in combat yet. So the four so the NPCs. Specifically Gellick and Jax. Because Sasha's pretty straight. Jask, yeah. Mm. Sasha, I feel, is pretty straightforward. And Ishiru, I feel like his loadout makes it pretty obvious what his training is for, but
yeah, he's a swordsman. Mm-hmm.
Jask and Gellick, I'm going to ask what abilities or training that they have so as I know what all we have to make use of.
Mm-hmm. Jask, you already know, is a cleric of Nethnis, right?
I believe so.
And as such, no, I was mistaken. Wait a minute. He does not use a weapon.
But he is still a cleric of Nethnis?
Mm-hmm. Weird, right? Yeah. He's not as good as Nath, but that's kind of his fighting style. Okay. So, he's an unarmed guy, basically.
But, I mean, he's a priest. That's more what I would...
He's more of a healer than anything else.
Okay. Gellick?
Gellick. The little gnome.
I had a guess. I would guess he's an arcanist.
I would guess he's some sort of arcane caster as well, but that's just me supposing.
Sort of?
Me too.
You'd be wrong!
Hey, I'm just saying. Based on what he does, that was my guess.
He could also just be a straight-up NPC, so...
Could be. But if he gets into it with... He'll talk to you, most likely. There's certain members of our party here that he really does want to talk to and will take lengths to avoid.
Will he talk to me?
I try to walk close to him.
No, he will not. If he can help it.
I will confront him without tact.
And I will tell you
what do you want from me?
Simmer down.
I want to know what your training is because we're all stuck on this island together and we're all trying to survive. I'm with him.
You got me there. All right, fine. I'm a bard. That's what I do.
Okay.
Great.
Sorry. It's just that I know that you have an association with Pathfinder Society. I'm really trying to stay away from them right now.
I'm not trying to recruit you. So apology accepted. Not a big deal. No offense. I don't care about your past. I don't care what's going on. I just want to get off the island alive. Preferably with some really great stories. So
I like stories.
Yeah. They're great. So here's the deal. We don't have to like each other. That's fine. I got a lot of associations with a lot of things.
Okay.
Society's just one of them.
Okay.
So can we agree just to work together and try to survive?
Sure. But I'm not going in that freaking jungle.
No, well...
That could be a problem.
I'll announce it to everybody. It's like, I know that there is a lighthouse on the south side of the island. So we can try in the morning... If we want to just make our way south along the beach and try to find the lighthouse.
All right.
It'd probably be a better base camp than this, assuming that, you know, it's not full of cannibalistic Chalaxians.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Well, speaking tactically, either we're going to have to pack up all of this when we go, or we're going to have to leave people here to defend it when we go.
We can pack it.
So I would suggest that we pack everything and take it with us, but we don't know what the marsh and jungle terrain is going
to
be like.
Yeah, and we'll just have to set out. The only way to know is to look.
Fair enough.
There is another NPC.
Ishiro.
The alcoholic one.
Eris.
Eris, yeah. You want to go approach her?
Well, I keep forgetting about Eris. What do we know about Eris?
She's an alcoholic.
You know
she punched somebody on the ship because he said some snarky comment and she was hungover.
Was she a crew or a passenger?
Passenger.
Nath, did you have any interaction? No, you were interacting with Ishiro mostly because he is culturally very similar to yours.
Correct.
I'm trying to remember.
I interacted with Eris once.
I'm going to try and talk to Eris then.
All right.
I will help.
I'll let you take the lead.
Eris, hello.
What do you want?
How are you doing at the moment?
Did you find a bottle?
Maybe, but we have some questions we'd like to address first. First, we would like to ask if, in what way you could be beneficial to our group.
I can fight when I need to.
And survive, because we're going to, whether we like each other or not, doesn't really matter at this point in time, because we need to work together to survive.
True.
So if there are any issues, we will have to deal with them, but we should remember that we are stuck on a deserted island for the most part with cannibals, and we need to find a way off of it. Our best bet would be to working together, at least a tentative trust scenario.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So what can you do?
I can fight.
That's it.
With how?
Kind of like Nath over there.
Oh God, another monk.
Probably a
drunk monk. She's a what?
I said it's probably a brawler from the sounds of it, but whatever.
Drunken monkey?
Metagame aside, are you going to be functional?
Something invades our camp, yeah.
And if our camp is moving, are we going to have to carry you? Or should we leave you behind?
Yet to be determined.
Your apathy is astounding.
This is fantastic conversation right now. I feel so warm.
You said something about a bottle. Shut up and hand it over.
No.
Fine. I think we're done here then.
Went about as swimmingly as I expected. Out of character, we have spoken with Gellick, Ishiro, Sasha, Eris, Jask. We all know Awina is missing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I have written down for notes. Just wanted to get caught up.
Yep. There were footprints in the sand when we first woke up leading to the water. I was hoping to find her on the ship, but...
Is that Owina?
I-O-E-N-A.
She seemed to be a bit of a scholar.
Looking for Owina. Anybody seen Owina?
Yeah, every morning.
One of those things where you call in the bowling alley. Yeah.
Crank anchors.
It makes me think of Bart Simpson calling Moe.
Right.
Yeah. Crank calls. Crank anchors was a great show.
Okay. So, since you guys leave, Eris curls up into a fetal position almost and hunkers down to go to sleep.
Yeah, Will, you've been the quietest. I'm going to give you the bottle of brandy. Not the bottle, but the vial of brandy that we pour
out. Flask, I think, was the right term. Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, Eris is a bit of a functioning alcoholic, it seems like. Low functioning, but functioning. I'm going to let you be responsible for this and decide when and how she's allowed to have this.
All right, that will do.
I will gently suggest perhaps save it for a situation when she is not behaving when we need her to.
Seems like a wise course of action.
That's on you now, buddy.
I will sing and play my flute a little bit before bedtime. I would like to join in.
What kind of flute are you playing?
The skin flute.
You had to ask. You really had to ask. Gellick will actually join in with you.
All right.
Yeah. He's not exactly unfriendly at this point. So, yeah, he'll assist.
Have we been successful in starting a fire in this camp?
Well, I have spark, so I'm gonna sure tell Hope.
I'm going to assume, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got spark, he's got enough, brandy, one way or another, we'll start a fire.
We have no brandy.
I'm going to pull Ronan to the side. I'll be like, hey, you really need to learn
tact,
subtlety and tact. Please.
Nobody listens to the rogue.
Yeah, you're not the rogue.
He said frog.
Oh, the frog. I'm sorry.
Gripply.
I've been speaking for the last 2 hours and no one's heard me.
We knew you were talking, but when you just sit there and sing the ABCs for 2 hours, eventually we stop listening.
The ABCs.
So.
He's not very nice, is he?
Night falls. Who's on first watch again?
Tam and Meta.
Tam and Meta. Very good.
Are we going to use this order all the time?
All the time, every time? Okay.
No, we're not. Kerr said no.
I would also like to point out that you need 8 hours of rest, not 8 hours of sleep. So taking a watch does not technically interrupt your rest.
Actually, I thought the Pathfinder rules were uninterrupted rest for casters.
Well, you can have rest while taking watch. It could still be rest. It's okay. If we get in a fight... That interrupts it. That's going to happen whether or not you're on watch or not.
Okay.
So, just... And obviously that interpretation's up to you, Greg, but...
Sure.
That's a thing.
Sure.
We all die. Don't worry about it.
I guess now we're going to play Carrion and Crown.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. That was awesome.
First watch. Not a whole lot is going on. But... there's the constant bashing of the waves onto the shore. For whatever reason, there's kind of a green radiance coming from the sea, from your perspective. And, anybody want to do a knowledge nature on second watch? I'm sorry, first watch.
Oh, first watch.
If I had it, I would.
No.
Okay, then don't.
Roll a one.
I don't have a train, so the best I can do is 10, and I got 4.
Okay. So what exactly are you all doing on First Watch?
Before the end of the watch, before we wait, like after everybody's asleep except for Meta, I make sure I go and use the bathroom.
Good call.
I'll keep watch while Tam uses the restroom.
Good call. Boy, you're not on First Watch.
No, but you asked what we were doing.
Okay.
I've climbed a tree and I'm sleeping.
Okay. I'm going to go up.
I make sure I don't pee near that tree.
You pee on it instead of near it.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
And that just kind of a patrol around on the inside of the trees.
Okay. Where would your eyes be most often, do you think?
Away from the beach.
Away from the surf? In watching the tree line?
Yes. Okay. I'll occasionally check the surf because we have seen stuff come out of there, but
yeah.
And with Tam watching the jungle for the most part, I'll keep an eye on the beach and the jungle, but mostly I'll be watching the beach.
Okay, you're gonna focus one way, you're gonna focus the other. That's a good strategy.
Like we're a team.
Go team.
Are you married?
No.
Damn, sexuality is yet to be decided.
Just ask.
I'm just saying, I haven't decided yet.
All right. So, oh yeah, you're the one that already did the natural whatever check a minute ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to no avail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that the beach is made of sand.
Yeah, there's some sand there. Yeah.
Could be glass.
Could be.
Not yet melted.
It's warm enough.
Every once in a while, like I said, it's glowing green. Every once in a while, you see like a couple spots that are a little bit brighter than the rest of the surf.
We should ask Jask in the morning.
Okay.
He's a priest of Nethus.
Yeah.
God of knowledge.
Yeah.
He may know.
Could happen. So, first watch winds down without a hitch. Second watch, you're up.
All right. I'm down from the tree.
I wake up Nath.
Second watch already?
Yeah. You should find the Gripply. I don't know where he is.
Sorry.
Go looking around for the frog.
Frog, it's a Gripply.
Do either of you wish to do a... Well, first of all, what exactly are you all doing while you're on watch?
How well can I see from up in the tree? Can I see everything?
Are you staying up in the tree to do watch?
If the view permits.
You may have to change trees depending on what you're trying to view. What are you trying to view? Are you going to do the same kind of teamwork that First Watch did?
I will mostly be watching the beach so that the luminescence can assist my vision.
Okay.
All right, and I'll watch into the jungle with my dark vision.
Okay, and you're going to do that from in the air? Sadly, you're probably above the canopy a bit.
I can come down to where I can see the canopy. I would adjust my height and position accordingly.
Okay. So, taking a vantage point.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. So you're going to watch jungle mostly, mm-hmm. And you're going to watch surf mostly.
Mostly.
Okay, fair enough.
I will glance back at him every now and then to make sure, you know, he's not being mauled by...
Yeah. Whatever.
Like out there, there's like 10 zombies on him.
Oh, okay. No,
whoa. Probably do something.
Okay. So, Nath, do you want to do a knowledge nature check?
Don't think I can. Find out.
Untrained? Yeah, I don't know if you can. I don't think you can.
Oh, I can anyway.
No?
It is trained, so.
Oh, well, do it.
That's a 15.
With a 15. You said 1-5, right?
1-5.
Okay. No. Yeah, just eerie green from the surf.
Hey, you know, perhaps you should make that check again. I was at a professor at this blah blah blah, and I did some very cool things, and I read about this thing one time, and maybe it's something like that. He can re-roll that check, and you get to add my wisdom modifier and half my level up to 1, so you get to add 4 to your check, plus whatever you have.
I've been waiting for this ability to kick in. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Oh, this ability. You said plus called... 4, so it is that's my... a 27.
Oh, yeah.
Knowledge, memory, domain.
All right, there you go, listeners.
Knowledge, memory, domain. Handy dandy, indeed. Yeah, that's more than enough to get you where you wanted to be. This green glowing stuff is phosphorescent algae and plankton that's floating in the water.
Do I know if it has any purpose?
So it can survive?
I meant for us.
Oh, no. It's just one of those phenomena. You see it in caves sometimes, you know.
How much light does it shed?
Well, certainly not daylight, but...
Candle, torch?
Eh. I would say multiple candles, but spread out, you know, along the expanse, you know. Not a whole lot, but...
I think Neil understands what I'm thinking.
Okay. Are you talking mechanically, or...?
Yes and no. Well, I'm asleep mechanically right now, so we'll get back.
Okay. Too much metal for me, man. Okay.
She's already asleep.
Second watch goes off without another hitch. Third watch. Sasha and Jarwin.
That's me.
Okay. What will you do, sir?
Is the algae and stuff all still glowing?
Yeah.
I would like to get a little closer and try to have a good look at it.
Okay. Are you going to follow the same game plan that's been precedent so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you do that, you should probably ask Sasha to watch the jungle.
It's like, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'll ask her if she would like a light source before I move towards the ocean to investigate.
She would like a light source, yes. You gonna cast? Okay.
Why don't you tell the audience?
I'm going to cast Light Spell for Sasha on whatever she would like to have.
Thanks! She's going to put it on her...
loincloth.
Nah, she doesn't wear a loincloth. Yeah, she'll put it on a stick, because she doesn't really carry anything, I don't think.
That's fine.
So, I can't remember right now. Anyway, so you're looking out at the surf. Once again, you see what First Watch saw, I believe. Certain points, the luminescence gets brighter and then recedes.
Mm-hmm.
Brighter and then recedes. And you can kind of almost make out a humanoid shape on a couple of them.
Humanoid-ish shape. Would you like a perception check or knowledge check or anything?
No. This is just what you perceive. I'm giving it to you free.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yep.
I will go and continually watching that direction. I will walk backwards, looking over my shoulder. I almost want to look to see behind me towards Sasha and then talk to her about it.
Okay.
Ask her if she knows anything about this phenomena.
Okay. So Sasha needs a knowledge nature, huh? Yeah, no, I really don't know what that could possibly be. Anything else you want to do on your watch?
After we talk, then I'll go back to the sea area and have a look some more. How far away are they from the shore?
About 60 feet out.
Oh, a little ways.
Yeah, and that's why they kind of barely resemble humanoid. You know, they're out there a little bit.
Okay.
Now, fortunately for you, no Eurypterids or anything else like that. At one point, though, Sasha hurriedly comes over to grab you, motioned for you to join her.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Oh my God, you won't believe it.
Oh?
I saw something in the jungle. It looked like a flying dinosaur. And it kind of had a brightly colored red head, red and purple, maybe."
How far away was it? You could see that color at night?
Well, you gave me the stick. I mean.
Right. That's why I'm asking how far away
it was. It was about 20 feet away.
Oh.
It came that close. That's why I'm so surprised.
Right, right.
It was pretty small, though. I mean, I'm guessing it was a baby. The body was about a foot long. The wingspan was maybe 2 feet. And, oh my gosh, I would just adore having one.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be a great pet, I think. Yeah, I want one.
Okay. What would you like to do about this?
Well, I don't know. Yet, but it would be nice to have, I think. So, yeah. If you come across one, would you get one for me?
Sure, I can try.
Awesome. That'd be great.
She's going to go great. I'll ask her to show where she was standing when that happened.
And she draws in the sand an arrow pointing towards the direction where it was coming from.
Okay, so I ask her to come with me and walk closer up there.
Okay.
See if we see anything.
Okay.
defensively?
Not at the moment, no.
All right, well, let me know if you see it again.
Okay. Will do.
Can I do a knowledge check or anything to try to glean what she's talking about? If not, it's fine.
Well, let's see. Would that be knowledge? It'd be knowledge nature if she knew what it was, right? Mm-hmm. No. She doesn't know what it was, but she'll describe it to you in a little more detail.
Okay.
Give me a knowledge nature if you got it.
24.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly what this is. This is a Dimorphodon.
Dimorphodon.
Yep. You know they like warm climates. You're in one. Go figure. You said 24?
Yep.
You want me to tell you something? Or
just tell me stuff. That's fine.
All right. I'll give you two more things. They do have a special attack of a poison. And,
possibly ever going badly.
Right? Usually seen in either alone or in pairs. Occasionally there'll be a flock, but it'll be like a whole family unit kind of thing. Anywhere from 3 to 9, typically. So, there you have it. Dimorphodon.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. So, that was 1, 2, and 3 shifts. Was there 4?
Just 3.
Okay. So, morning breaks. What do you wish to do?
I will dance and pray as the sun rises.
I will give Jarwin weird looks and ask Jarwin to put his clothes back on.
I will say no and continue doing what I'm doing.
I will ask if anybody knows anything about the glowing water.
I'll relay the small bit of information that I know about the plankton.
Plankton and algae.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will let them know that I believe I saw humanoid-like shapes in the light in the ocean. Not really sure what it was, though. Couldn't really see.
Humanoid, you say?
Yes.
Mm.
Glide down from my perch and rejoin my party.
Fair enough.
That's really bizarre, Jarvan.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. Gave it a good study, and that's about all I saw.
Leave it to Jarwin to find porno in the waves.
Tentacle porn.
I was actually thinking if we could bottle some of that and use it for a temporary light source, but...
that's what I like.
I didn't want to mess with it.
Thinking ahead.
Now, Nath starts to recall a dream you've had. I will describe it to you.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to get edited out.
Yeah.
Back aboard the Genevieve, bent over the railing, being seasick. After your latest bout of retching, you slump back and see the rest of the passengers and crew are on deck as well. All of them are sick, except for the captain and the quiet Varisian scholar, Aina. She whispers in the captain's ear, then gives him a kiss on the cheek. At that point, the captain holds up a wooden soup spoon, and you realize that you're holding one as well. Everyone has a spoon. The ship is sinking, and the only way to stop it is to bail out the hold with your spoon. You work feverishly, but the waters keep rushing in. Just before you wake, you can see monstrous things with pincers in the water trying to claw their way into the ship. And you can keep that to yourself or share.
I'm going to keep that to myself. Okay. Seems like a bout of madness.
Yeah, you're good. Very well. Back to what you guys were doing.
Everybody's looking at me like I'm supposed to take charge. But
You were talking last, I think.
Yeah, you were talking about going to get something in a jar.
Yeah, some of the glowy water. I figured that might make some sort of...
You want to make a lantern?
Lantern.
There you go.
I'll kind of pan around the group. Does anybody else know anything more about the water? Would it survive in a jar? And obviously trying to get the NPCs involved too.
Would I know that with my nature check?
I would say we both rolled over 25 and didn't learn anything about that, so...
Yeah, I know, but you may know whether or not algae survives in a jar of water, but I'm also just trying to check to see if maybe one of them has a, like the priest of the god of knowledge might have the ability to just be like, oh, this is a thing that I can do where I just instantly know a piece of information, like why the glowing algae looks like it has humanoid body shapes in it, because it's creepy.
Yeah, agreed.
I could use my... wonderful ability to assist if there is a
Jask. Sounds like you want to ask Jask this, is that correct?
Well, I want to ask anybody, especially since there is also another, mechanically, there's another bard in the NPCs, but I'm just trying to...
Indeed.
Metagaming, I want everybody involved, specifically Jask and Gallic, but somebody else may happen to know it. Because in real life, sometimes people just know weird things.
Okay. Can you phrase it in a single question?
Does anybody else know anything about the water?
It's wet.
The glowing green algae in the water.
Oh, the glowing green algae, yes. Jask will speak up a bit and you'll say, yeah, it's a phenomenon you find around the world, man. Different places, sometimes in the broad daylight, sometimes in the caves. It's nothing special.
Will it survive if we bottle it?
If the cork not too tight, yeah. Yeah, it could last for a while. Yeah.
I look at it this way. I survived being put in a jar.
I will... You know what? No. Okay. You know what? Fine.
Leave it alone.
Fine. Okay. Let's start packing up camp.
What's your plan?
Pack up camp.
Mm. Overall.
I believe we were going to discuss that over breakfast slash packing up camp. Also, I make sure I'm well hidden when I go to the bathroom again.
Okay. Now, did you also ask Jask about the humanoid forms in the water?
I mean, not specifically, but we're all having an open conversation. I feel like that should be part of what's going on, unless he's really dumb.
Well, you know.
He mentioned it. I think it would be worth mentioning, if he could mention it to us, that there's humanoid forms in that glowing shape in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I said the whole porn thing is a joke, but I did mean to inquire about it.
Yeah, he'll tell you that there have been so many shipwrecks on this coast. So very many. It's probably just ghosts, man.
Oh, is that all? Just ghosts?
Just ghosts.
Good.
I'm not keen on dealing with ghosts.
None of us are, but I was being sarcastic.
This could be rough. Could be rough.
Nath, what's your opinion?
Sorry, this is just me talking. The character that deals with spirits is not okay with ghosts. Yeah, okay.
My fixation was on the accent there where he said there was shipwrecks.
Right.
Well, you know, the sheep keeps going, and one in front of him stops, and next thing you know, the little head's in a big tank.
The sheep pile on.
It's a coastal mess. Meanwhile, Jask is, his god is Nethys.
Nethys, yeah.
He's into knowledge, and...
Uh-huh.
Try to spark up a conversation with him.
Okay.
Just, generic conversation, but to try to get better acquainted with him.
Yeah, he says, I don't think they should ever make generics. They should have stuck with the name brands. That would have brought the prices down to begin with.
I don't know what's going on right now.
It's a bread man conversation.
What's a bread man?
Fuck private label. You heard me, Wonder Bread? Fuck private label.
A baker. I know what a baker is. Yeah, I heard of them.
Don't worry, this is all getting edited out.
Oh, good. That's good.
Anybody that's a bread man out there, if you deliver private label, you have my sympathy.
And mine as well.
Still edited out.
That's fine.
Ronan, do you wear open display of holy symbol or religious affiliation?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay. Dismeta?
Yes.
Aspu, right?
Apsu.
Apsu.
I have a 1 foot tall tattoo of a flaming angel that is serenading on my chest that is visible at all times. Okay.
And what about Matt?
Yes. I forget what the name of it is right now. You know?
Eeyore, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yes.
One symbol around my neck.
Eeyore.
Eeyore.
Yes. What?
That's actually fairly appropriate, you know, that whole, like, meditative...
Pretty close.
Likes to be by themselves, self-perfection, slash...
Loses her tail a lot.
That's a new one to me, guys.
See, now you're being loud again.
Charisma.
I knew that.
And I, for those of you who care, I have a swallowtail butterfly.
For Desna.
Desna.
Okay.
This is very strange. I mean, it'll be the first group I've played in Pathfinder where everyone actually has a deity and plays as such.
And they're all different.
I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever had a table full of people that actually had deities, and it was part of their character.
I always make characters with deities because it's hard to play a character without a god when you live in a world where the gods are, like, actively involved in things.
Right.
I know some people do it, but it just doesn't really make sense to me, so.
My summoner doesn't have a god actively. Right. And he's kind of a dick to those that do.
So, back to now.
Table talk.
Yeah, table talk. That's a different podcast, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're going to actually have camp talk.
Camp talk.
What our plan is.
Right.
So, I'm going to suggest that we pack camp and start heading south along the beach towards the lighthouse.
Rylan would ask to check out the maps some more to see if he could glean any more information about what would be a good course of action for the future.
I'm actually with Tim. I think the lighthouse is a better structure. It's more defensible. I think we should try to make for the lighthouse.
And by better structure, he means an actual structure.
Meta will chime in with, I agree. The lighthouse seems like a better choice. We can always look at the maps after we get there.
I mean, we're packing camp. I have 2 minutes to look at it now.
Sure. We'll pack camp while you study the maps. That'll be great.
Thank you.
I don't have the maps anymore, so I don't really have much say in this. I think Meta has them, don't you? No.
They were put Jask. With the bard.
Jask had the bard.
Gellick and Jask were looking at them.
I thought you were looking at the maps.
Correct.
In particular.
And when I was done, Gellick was still looking at them.
I see. Okay.
I don't trust him.
I do.
Who, Gellick?
He's the other bard, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really trust most anybody here, so let's just kind of keep that in mind. That
right.
We're all trying
right.
to work together keep regardless.
Keep everybody honest.
And in that spirit, Eris chimes in with, well, okay, look, we're at the northernmost spot on the island right now. A moment of clarity for her. The most beach is right here, right now. What we probably ought to do is set a signal fire out here on the beach. That way, if any approaching ships might come close, we can light it real quick and maybe get rescued.
How big is the island? Like north to south?
It's this big.
I cannot see the scale on there. Somebody might be handing it to me.
Isn't it like 3 days travel
Brilliant.
North to south?
2 miles is an inch and a half or what have you.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's large.
Pretty good sized island.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the lighthouse at?
South. All we know is the south.
Yeah,
I'll let you know when I.
Oh, I thought we could see it.
No.
The lighthouse would have a lens.
Mm.
Maybe
you would think
if it's still intact.
Unless it's magically lit.
We don't know.
So we have a choice of something on the beach that we make to be seen, or
Correct.
Something that's already been made to be seen.
But it wouldn't be bad to have both.
It would not be bad to have both. You're right.
Unless we leave.
Right, but there's a chance that we would return here.
But you also know that most of the sailing ships that are coming down from this angle and, you know, abruptly, well, from your perspective, turning to the east.
So they go north of the island or they go west, south?
They rarely, seldom
loop around.
Travel south of this island.
Okay, so what the hell is the purpose of the freaking lighthouse?
At least the ships
there?
That you know about.
That
was my question.
The lighthouse was originally going to be built as part of a settlement that was going to be put here.
Gotcha.
But then the settlement was abandoned. It would take about 30 miles if we did some cutting through the jungle, which with the way the island is laid out, we should do, just because it would save time. So depending on how thick the jungle is, probably 2 days. If we do 15 miles a day, that's not too arduous. Again, depending on
how
bad the jungle
thick
is.
The jungle is, yeah.
Yeah. But even then, if maybe we stretch it to 2.5 or 3 days, that's without pushing too terribly hard. Again, obviously, I know somebody's going to be like, well, what if there's too many what ifs to really worry about? So, basing on the knowledge that we have, I don't want to just sit here and wait.
Right.
I would rather be doing something. Correct. Also, I kind of want to see if we can find the ghost pirate treasure. Maybe that would be pretty awesome.
That would be cool.
Yes. Does anybody have skill at building rafts?
Would that be craft?
Profession?
Don't look at me. That technically.
Well, I'm sorry, what the question was what?
Is if anybody has any skill building rafts?
No. Not me.
Would that be a craft skill or a profession skill?
That's an interesting thought. What would it be, fellas?
I mean, technically, it would be, unless you make another decision on it, it'd be a craft thing, which can be done untrained, so we could all just sit down and
have
the smartest person tell us how to make a raft, a.k.a. the person with the most intelligence can direct us.
Makes sense to me.
I presume probably Jess, because he's the priest of the god of knowledge.
I would hope for your sakes it's not me.
Agreed on my part. I'm at least positive, but not really saying anything.
I have minus one.
I got 16. One of these.
Yeah.
At that point, it's kind of academic. I mean, let's just start this.
Yeah. You and Jask, tell everybody else how to make this raft.
Well, before we make it, let's just clear this up. Do we want to leave, or do we want to stay here and hope to get rescued?
Why not both?
I want to explore the island.
This is the map of the island.
Okay.
It can really cut off some travel time if we're heading straight for the lighthouse.
Yeah,
we're especially in the southern part of the island, if we can use the raft to go across the bays as opposed to as opposed to going around them. Well, since I probably really wouldn't want to swim that distance if I didn't have to.
Where are we currently?
Up in the north part, the highlighted part. Yeah. And folks, I'll get a picture of this and put it on the Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, so. Raft could be fine. I'm sure there's plenty of trees to do that.
The other thing, too, if we're looking, that looks like it could be a harbor. We might be able to find something in there.
The big C-shaped thing?
The claw. Yeah,
the big claw inside there that we might be able to find something in there that we could...
Pretty sweet-shaped island.
Here's the question. Do we want to explore? Fred says yes. Okay, let's vote on this. Do we want to... We basically have three options here. We have more than three. A, we head straight for the lighthouse. B, we start heading south and explore as we go. C, we stay here. D, we maintain this base camp and explore the surrounding area and then make decisions from there. So, A, B, C, or D, basically straight there, straight south, south and explore. Stay here and explore. Nath, what's your opinion?
I think we should stay off of the water. But I would like to explore the island.
Okay, so that's either head south and explore or stay here and explore.
South and explore.
South and explore.
D. Okay. Stay here and explore.
Meta?
Meta would go with the information at hand, straight to the lighthouse.
Okay, that's A. So we have a vote for... C, D. Now, do you want to go south and explore?
South and explore.
So we have B, D, A. What's Ronan's opinion?
Do you get my four votes yet?
I'll come back to it.
Okay.
A. So two for straight south. What about...
Eris.
Actually, there should be five.
Eris, Isharu, Sasha, Eris, Jask. Five.
Okay. Eris says D. Galak says D. Isharu says D. Sasha says D. Who was the other one?
Eris, Ishiro, Sasha, Jask, Gellick. You didn't say Gellick.
D.
So, looks like D it is.
Stay here and explore?
Yeah.
AKA, for those of you who haven't figured this out, this is what Brit planned for. So, we leave the NPCs here, and the five of us... Head straight south. Because fuck your plan.
Not armor, man.
Okay, so here's going to be my recommendation. Based on the way the island's set up, we should head west. That's north. Yes, head west into this spit. See what's over there.
Somebody spit on my map? So you want to head which direction?
West.
West.
Okay.
Towards...
The point.
Did
we pack camp?
We're going to leave camp here now.
Okay, so are we leaving people here with camp?
Yeah. NPCs.
All your NPCs. Are staying.
Okay.
You missed that part?
No, I just wanted to make sure.
Go ahead. That's what I was doing.
Well, no offense, but like that way you don't have to send
it. You don't want a picture of my chicken scratch, do you?
Unless you've got a clean map.
Well, there's a clean map on.
Yep.
There's a clean map on the Dropbox if you just want to take the actual...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Dropbox.
No, because we'll probably reference these numbers as we're playing, so that's why people have...
I'm just letting you know, like, if that's what you wanted.
Hey, if anybody wants a clean map, they can Google search Smuggler's Shiv.
Yeah, fair enough. Make them work for it. So, also at breakfast, Gellick comes to the center of the group and says, "You guys have to see this. I found the captain's log and all that mess of paperwork. You've got to read this. Some of it's sentimental drivel. Some of it's just madness."
Did you read the whole thing?
I did.
You want to sum it up? It is too much.
Sure.
Sum up.
Okay. Well, in the beginning, it's like a normal captain's log. I mean, it starts. Entry. This is what we did. This is what we took on. This is what we took off.
Gellick, sum up, please.
"Hey, man, I'm trying here. Just back the step up."
That's why I said please. If you're going to get rude, we're going to have issues.
Listen. I'm trying to tell you. You keep interrupting me. I can't tell you. So now, then it goes on for a while. And then all he can talk about after a while is this hyena. You guys remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Where's she now? Where is she? Huh. Well, at some point, he gets obsessed with her. Just totally obsessed. He's even writing love poems.
In his log?
Yeah, in his log. It's unbelievable. And then he gets totally obsessed, and he thinks Alton is eyeing his hyena. Oh my god. Unbelievable.
So, may I see the book?
Here you go.
Did he leave us on this beach?
Leave us on the beach? He changed the course of the ship to crash us here.
Well, that's
did you give a reason?
All I can figure is that this hyena, whoever the hell she is, had him in thrall some kind of way.
I'd like to think back and try to recollect how many lifeboats we saw on the ship and how many there were before we were knocked unconscious.
Well, you don't see any on shore. How many were there? Probably about 4.
There were 4 before we were knocked unconscious? Mm-hmm. How many did we see when we swam out to the water?
None.
So here's my theory. Captain, obviously gone crazy. Him and his crew abandoned ship on another island. He kidnaps Aina, knocks us all unconscious. Alton is the one who actually saved us. Those were his footprints, bringing us out. And then on another trip back, he got caught by the Eurypterids and stabbed by the stingers and died in the ship. It's my working theory now.
If that is the case, then we owe him our life.
Good job leaving him in the ocean.
Everybody looks at Nath.
He was a sailor. This is where he would want to end his life.
Well, I mean, he was dead.
Right.
I look significantly at the priest of Pharasma.
Oh, he was definitely dead. I had
no say. No, never mind. Never mind. I mean, it's not like, you know, your religion is totally based around respect for the dead and their death rites. Just whatever.
That's what I was getting at.
So, Gellick, thank you for that information. It was very useful.
Glad to be of service. But if I do say so, being a sailor, he's fine in the sea.
As far as I'm concerned, him saving our lives is just payback for also being part of the crew that drugged us and knocked us unconscious. That was probably going to sell us as slaves.
I hope not. I do hope not. I don't like being a slave.
Well, we're definitely not slaves now, but...
Close!
Well, I wouldn't say we're slaves. We're just stranded on an island, which I would say is much better than being a slave.
That's debatable.
If I may, what about this is close to slavery? Have you been a slave before, Gellick?
Nah, not once. I just miss the freedoms that I used to enjoy. That's what I'm saying.
You're free to leave this camp and die to the cannibals all you wish.
I suppose so. Wouldn't be my first choice.
That being said, we're going to leave camp. We're going to go explore to the west. Who would like to come? And this way, so I say we. Meta and I. Okay, Jarwin would like to come. Nath?
You're welcome.
Ronan is also going to come. Anybody else want to volunteer? Nope. Okay.
Then I definitely suggest, if you are staying here, that we improve the camp's defensible abilities.
Or at least dig a toilet.
A latrine would be a good step in the right direction, at least.
When we say we mean you.
So, for those of us that are going, do we want to stick on the beach and circle around? Or do we want to kind of zigzag?
Personally, I'm more at home in the jungle.
Player 2G, I'm questioning about the map. It appears that there could be a cliff, or is that just the sand for the beach?
Sand for beach, if
like up here.
Point. Yeah, that's just sand for beach. Mm-hmm.
So I would like to stay within sight of the coast when we explore, starting on the north side of the island, north edge, and then loop back around would be my suggestion. Of course, anybody else is welcome to suggest something else.
Well, if we want to be thorough, probably our best bet is some sort of zigzag.
Okay.
But we could also stay on the beach and then head around the edge, the horn, and then zigzag our way back.
Okay.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
I like it.
If that is preferential, that is fine. Like I said, I'm more at home in the jungle than I am on the beach.
Well, the zigzag will get us in the jungle. So, that sounds like a plan. Should we cut it off with us setting out?
If you'd like.
I do agree. Is there any elevation in here?
Elevation, no. Sand, beach.
It's just sand, beach, and...
Yeah, that's what...
And jungle.
Still morning?
Mm-hmm.
This is breakfast conversation, then?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
This is another one of those fabulous times where we spend an hour and a half, and it takes like 30 minutes in game.
I think we got time. What time is it, anyway? We got time for a little bit more, don't you think?
If we want to have a long session, yeah. Or we can
just
have
a little bit.
Okay.
Are you trying to get us a good cliffhanger for the
kind of thing?
Okay. Okay.
Marching order. I will be probably flanking somebody who's in the front.
I will be the front.
Nope. Get your figs out and let's set that up.
Meta would prefer to be towards the center of the pack.
It's a rotating table. You put yourself where you want.
I would prefer to be second or third, but last is fine.
Kind of the tree line. I want to hug the tree line.
Okay.
All right. So our current marching order is Nav and Tam in the front, Meta in the middle, Jarwin in the back, and Ronan taking the trees off to the side.
And we're walking, correct? We're not at a heavy pace.
No,
we're walking.
Okay. No, it's Chariots of Fire.
Wait, you guys have chariots and I don't? This is totally unfair.
And as you guys are like doing this, you see me kind of jumping from a tree in slow motion to the next tree.
Boobs to the next the whole tree. Way.
I got support. My boobs aren't jiggling.
I don't have boobs.
Okay, so for those of you that don't have particular abilities or feats that allow you to forego it, the jungle travels kind of half speed. What's the right term for that now?
Difficult terrain. Luckily, most of us are on the beach.
Most of you are. There's only one who is in the jungle traveling. That'd be Ronan. You're going tree to tree? All right, rocking. So, you're walking and walking and walking. Moving along. Somebody give me a perception. A
37.
29.
Can I actually roll?
Yeah.
29.
29's good.
I handled it for you, Neil.
Thanks.
It's a stop.
21.
Gotta find a stop. Ooh. All right. What'd you roll again?
29. What do I see, GM?
This is what you see.
I see a snake.
You see a large blue penis.
A big snake.
Right. Do I have time to do anything?
A snake.
Snake.
Do I have time to do anything?
It is 10 feet away from the jungle line, so yeah, I would say so.
All right, I cast a spell.
Cast away.
Is it?
It is here? Speak with animals.
Okay.
And then I step towards the snake while talking.
And what are you saying?
Stop! We are not your enemies. We are your friends.
Too close.
Too close to what? We are just trying to explore. We do not need to be a problem.
Too close.
Is there a way we can remedy the situation without stopping our exploration?
Too close.
Meta, what are you doing?
Oh, there's a snake coming. I'm talking to it.
But that's going well.
It thinks we're too close to its home. We are friends.
Can you tell it we'll just go away?
We will go around. Where's your home?
Close.
In other words, the GM.
fire the GM. Can we get around this? I'll roll diplomacy for the snake.
Diplomacize it.
Alright.
Why not?
Minus four for not being the same type.
Alright. With the minus four, that's the 25 diplomacy. Yes.
That is beautiful.
Go quickly.
Okay. Alright, guys. We gotta move quick past this, or else we have to fight a snake. Froglet! Jump quickly!
We hustle, I guess. Snake.
Not that hustle?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
I was gonna do a dance into the Kansas City Shuffle.
No.
It's too much work.
Doesn't that involve barbecue sauce?
No.
Not the Super Bowl Shuffle.
No.
It's a different sports ball.
It's I don't either.
Different movie reference for anybody who did some.
Not today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neil's right. Nodding, so at least somebody did. And for all of you who are fans of that movie out there, you're welcome.
That's where we're going to call it quits for tonight. Thank you for joining us for Shield Bath. Shield Bath. To my right.
No. Say that again without whispering.
What do you want me to say?
Shield Bash, because you said Shield Bath. Shield Bish. Shield Bash.
Okay.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for another exciting edition of Shield Bash. That's all for tonight. Good luck and keep on dancing.
To my right.
Neil playing the bard, Jarwin Triop.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, the human monk.
Jason playing Tim Westcrown, and every day a little more sorry that I show up for these.
Curtis playing Ronan. I'm still glad you're here.
Peter playing Meta, the shaman.
And he's Brent, your GM. Thank you and good night.
Yeah, that guy.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.